This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joy podcast. Joy podcasts provide diverse voices for Australia's LGBTI communities, and it can't be done without your support. Radiothon is on now, so join up, renew, or extend your membership today at joy.org.au and help keep us out loud and proud on Joy 94.9.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track, and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
I'm going to ask you a random question. So do you know how the draw works for the Bingham Cup, how the teams are ordered?
Not at all.
So do you know how the draw works, like how they pick the teams and how they play?
I'm not sure. Hopefully that they go for extended time.
What do you mean?
So if it's a draw, they get extended time.
That's all you know?
That's all I know. That's all I know.
All right, let's find out if anyone knows how the draw actually works.
Do you know how the draw works at all?
The what?
The draw, how they decide who plays where. Do you know how?
It's about from the... So how long your team has been in and how long the people have been playing. So they will determine on that where they're going to put everybody.
Do you know how the tier works?
I have no idea.
I do.
You know how it works?
Yeah, I'm on the committee that does it all.
You're on the committee?
Yes.
How does this work?
So we try and put the teams in pools of teams that are relatively of the same standard. So we have three tiers, and the top two tiers have 20 teams, and the third tier has 30 teams, making 70 teams overall.
So how do you qualify the standard?
So we have regions in the IGR, so there's a representative of each region, and we ask the teams what tier they think they're in, and then the regional reps sort of verify that, and there's a committee, and it's all a thing.
But there's verification, so they can't cheat their way through, can they?
No. it's still a bit of an honour system. I mean, because these teams only come together once every 2 years, we rely a lot on the honesty of the clubs to say, look, this is where we think this group's at, and so you don't really know until you get there either. So the way it works up, so of the three tiers, they break them into pools of four teams. You play each team in your pool, so you play three games, and then they arrange all the teams in order in each tier, so from 1 to 20. And then after that, they break you into a bracket of eight. So after you've played your three pool games, you end up in a bracket of eight teams playing a knockout final series. And those are like much more likely your teams at your standard because they've had a similar result in the pool.
I mean, you make it sound really logical, but everyone else finds it really confusing.
I know, right? Well, that's why I'm on the committee, because, you know, I understand this shit. And so basically, on Saturday afternoon, after you've completed your third pool game, everyone will play a quarterfinal. Every single team here will play a quarterfinal. And then on Sunday morning, everyone will play a semi-final because the winners of the quarterfinals play each other and the losers of the quarterfinals also play each other in semi-finals and then finals. So we have on offer at this tournament, I believe, about 16 different pieces of silverware. There's the Bingham Cup, the Bingham Plate, the Bingham Shield, the Bingham Bowl, the Bingham Spoon, the Bingham Vase, and so on and so on.
You're running out of silverware.
I know. I think I'm going for the Bingham Whisk this year, the Bingham Spatula, something like that. So, yes, it's designed so that everyone gets five or six games. So everyone's come this far. Let's just play lots of rugby. Let's try and play it against teams of our standard and have some fun, knowing that the standards vary a lot. So it's all set up for good reason.
Now, we're in the ninth year of the Bingham Cup, aren't we?
Yes. Well, the ninth edition of the tournament. The first edition was in 2002.
It is. I think it's great that we have this kind of a competition that allows everyone to have a go in so many different ways. No matter where you play, you all get the same chance to get in there and to play at the level that you're at.
Yeah, that's right. And look, a lot of the teams that come to Bingham are really development teams. So they're teams full of, you know, gay guys who've mainly only played one or two seasons. And when they play locally, they find it hard to pair up against other teams of a similar standard. So there's often some lopsided results when they play in their local areas. And then when they go to Bingham Cup, they get the opportunity to compete against teams that are sort of at their standard and have a much more enjoyable rugby experience.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.